the problem I have with Donald Trump is that I'm not quite sure how much of his election campaign was a reality show, which he knows are very successful, and sort of being the more outrageous as possible in a reality show context. So he labelled climate change as a Chinese hoax and said the US would, you know, not take any action, etc. There was a US senator who was a complete friend of Kirby Bernardi in terms of a climate denialist. But that's a small group in the US Senate. Even the Senator Byrd, Democrat from West Virginia, which is a big coal state, has said in recent years that the Byrd-Hagel resolution, which said that the US wouldn't ratify the Kyoto Protocol, was a mistake. So even though he comes from a coal state, he's turned around on that position on Kyoto and turned around on climate change. So I think the chances of the US ratifying the Paris Agreement are still quite low.
Why?
Okay, it takes a two-thirds majority of the US Senate to ratify an agreement, and the president has to really push for the Senate to ratify the agreement. Obama wasn't confident he could get it through. He was kind of leaving that to Hillary in the hope that they'd get more Democratic senators and less climate nihilists senators into the Senate to get the two-thirds majority that's needed for the US to ratify any international agreement, treaty, or whatever.
So a lot of the Republican senators seem to be on the more climate denialist side.
A lot of the Republican senators, it costs millions or tens of millions of dollars to run a Senate campaign in the US, especially in states like California. And a lot of them have very large donations from the coal industry, the oil industry, and the car industry, which are all coal-fired electricity generation, or fossil fuel electricity generation, which are all, you know, very powerful lobby groups in the US and have basically undermined any action on climate change in the US for the last 20 years.
So how likely do you see that the US will pull out their pledge from the Paris Agreement, like take out that pledge of what their emissions would be?
There is really no enforcement mechanisms on the intended nationally determined contributions. And the way the Paris Agreement is structured, those intended nationally determined contributions only become commitments when you ratify the treaty. So Australia's will now become its nationally determined contributions. Now Australia has ratified. And the only proviso on that was you couldn't weaken your commitments between the INDC and ratification, but you could strengthen them. So the US has submitted intended nationally determined contributions, but if it doesn't ratify it, it means it hasn't actually committed to meeting those emission reduction targets.
But do you see that personally? Do you see that happening?
Yes, I regrettably, from what I've read, and I've got good contacts in US Climate Action Network, etc., they think there is a significant risk that US won't ratify the Paris Agreement. They think it's unlikely that US will go as far as withdrawing from the UN Framework Convention on Climate Change, partly because the convention doesn't really commit you to doing anything, because when it was negotiated under George Bush Sr., the US said it wouldn't do anything that would damage its economy in order to address climate change. So the original convention is a very weak agreement anyway, so there's probably little point in the US pulling out of that.
Given that Australia has ratified its Paris Agreement, yep, and given that there looks to be a likelihood that America won't ratify their Paris Agreement, do you think that gives Australia an opportunity to kind of stand on its own two feet now in terms of being more proactive when it comes to addressing climate change removed from the US?
I don't think Australia was ever particularly that influenced by the US. The Australia is influenced by the power of the coal lobby in Australia, the coal-fired generation lobby in Australia. So the big fossil fuel-driven industries in Australia are really powerful lobby groups in Canberra. I've got insiders, got lobbyists, full-time lobbyists in Canberra. As you saw when we had a carbon price, there was a huge backlash sort of orchestrated and a lot behind the scenes and trying to stir up, you know, Alan Jones, that this was the worst thing that ever happened. So Australia has generally taken its own position on climate change recently. I know John Howard didn't ratify the Kyoto Protocol, and that was kind of seen as the US didn't ratify the Kyoto Protocol. But since we ratified Kyoto under Rudd, we've taken a different position. And to be perfectly honest, in the umbrella group includes the US, includes Australia, includes Japan, includes Canada, includes New Zealand, includes Russia. The US is going to be an outlier. Everyone expected all the countries to ratify the Paris Agreement until Trump was elected.